Welcome to the AMCast, the All Nerdy Things podcast, your one-stop shop for all things pop culture, movies, TV shows, comics, and even sometimes video games as well. I am your host, Anthony Rivera. A lot of people call me Ant for short, and that's why you got the AntCast. And the AntCast is brought to you by Ant Media and Oye Enterprises. This is the very first episode, so I am very excited to be doing this and to be talking with you and hopefully you listening into this show and giving me some good feedback. And today, I think the big topic for me has to be how successful Aquaman is doing in the theaters right now. It is the highest grossing film in the DC Extended Universe, the DCEU, and it even surpassed the Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight Rises made $636.8 million. And right now, Aquaman is a little over $940 million, and that is courtesy of Box Office Mojo. Aquaman is it's not the best film, but it is the best film in the DCEU so far. I think it does surpass Wonder Woman for me. I thought Wonder Woman was very innovative, and I thought it did a really good job of bringing her character to life. It just sort of kind of fell off for me towards the end of the film, where it had that real life aspect. Once it got into the final part of the film, where we got into the whole Ares storyline, and I know Ares is a big character, but I really feel like the story fell off, and the villain was kind of weak for me. But Aquaman, I really enjoyed, I really loved from Jason Momoa's portrayal of Arthur Curry himself. I thought he did a fantastic job of doing that. He was born to be the Aquaman, and he was amazing as that character. And then you have a lot of great supporting cast around him, whether it was Mira, played by Amber Heard. You also had his brother, Orm, who was also Ocean Master, played by Patrick Wilson. William Dafoe as Volku. You had Nicole Kidman as the mother, Atlanta. Dolph Lundgren was in it as well. And a big, big, big props to Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, who played Manta. And I think what makes these films for the superhero genre and the comic genre so good is the villains that are put into the story. If you don't have a great villain in the story, the movie kind of is not gonna go anywhere. That's where a movie like Justice League kind of fell apart. Because Justice League's villain was Steppenwolf. And Steppenwolf really was not a huge DC villain. I mean, this is supposed to be the Justice League. This is probably the greatest comprised team of superheroes going up against Steppenwolf, who's not even a big character in the DC universe. Now, I know that Zack Snyder was lobbying for the dark side, and that would have been great. But once he left the film and Josh Whedon took over, it kind of went in a different direction. So with Aquaman, they gave you two really good villains in Patrick Wilson's Ocean Master, which was his brother King Orm, and also Yahya Abdul-Mateen II's Manta. Both of those guys played very well as villains in this story. And you kind of actually felt for Manta, who, you know, during the film, and this is spoilers, if you haven't seen this, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a couple of spoilers throughout this podcast. But Manta, as a pirate with his father, they go and they are raiding a submarine, and this is when, you know, the hero comes in and Aquaman comes in and Aquaman, you know, saves the day, I guess. But as the ship is going, as the submarine is kind of getting ready to, I guess, blow up, the father gets stuck. And, you know, Manta asks Aquaman for help, and Aquaman denies him. So I know some people feel bad for Manta not getting the help from Aquaman, which kind of sets up not a redemption arc, but you do kind of feel bad, and you do kind of feel that Aquaman, that Manta's actions further on in the movie are justified going after Aquaman because of allowing his father to die earlier on in the film. And then you kind of get the connection to King Orm, the Ocean Master, because the Ocean Master asks Manta for help in trying to get people to trust him and wanting to take the fight now on land against, you know, regular civilians for doing terrible things in the water. And Orm does this by setting up a kind of, I guess, a fake attack, which was done by Manta, but it was paid by Orm. So he kind of doing a little of the trickery there. And it sets up just a good arc for both characters. Did the movie need two villains like this? No, it definitely didn't. It made the story a lot longer, but I really enjoyed both of their arcs. It could have both been in separate movies, but the way they did it, I thought was done very well. Also, with the Aquaman character himself, it was nice to see his progression because you don't get too many superheroes that are reluctant to take the mantle. And, you know, Mira comes in to try to get Aquaman, you know, to be the king of Atlantis. And he was very reluctant to do it, especially after the way his mother was treated. So to see Arthur's journey into becoming the eventual king, and to see him in that classic suit that we all know of the Aquaman to wear, the bright orange and the green, and it was a very cool throwback to the comic books, and it just made that suit look cooler, especially with the way that Jason Momoa has portrayed the character. And James Wan, who directed the film, did a fantastic, and I'm going to say this is probably my favorite part of the film, his portrayal of what Atlantis and the world of Atlantis is like was absolutely magnificent. I loved it. I loved seeing the whole, I guess, building of that universe in Aquaman, the bright colors of Atlantis, all the different creatures we got to see in Atlantis, I thought was amazing. And especially since, you know, we got such darkness in most of the Snyder films of the DCEU, for the most part, Justice League, besides of what Joss Whedon did. But Batman vs. Superman was very dark. So was Man of Steel. And to see the difference in the color schemes and how they handled such a world, especially underwater world, was a very good sight to see from James Wan. And you could want to see other movies about Atlantis and how it was formed and go back in time, or maybe go into the future, maybe follow some of the different creatures that were down there. So I thought overall this movie was very exciting. I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I think this is a positive step for the DCEU. I don't know where they go, if they continue to shape the DCEU, because we don't know what's going to happen with Ben Affleck as Batman or Henry Cavill as Superman, or if they're going to try to do another Justice League movie. At this point, they're doing separate movies, whether it's Birds of Prey, whether it's Shazam, which is coming out in 2019, and The Joker also coming out in 2019. They're reportedly supposed to be doing The Batman in November. And I just hope that this track continues, because I thought Wonder Woman was a step in the right direction. And I think they're taking another step with Aquaman. And hopefully they go in a direction for themselves and not try to follow what Marvel is doing with their MCU. Do your own thing. If you want to just not do this universe where, you know, we keep seeing movies and then it culminates with a Justice League film, it's okay. Do your own thing. I kind of like doing separate stories. I kind of like that. And seeing, you know, a Shazam film, maybe separate. Look at this Joker film that's coming out. That's going to be separate. Maybe showing different aspects of the DC universe. So, with that said, Aquaman is going to continue rise. It's the third week in a row that it topped the box office. And I really hope that if you haven't seen it, you go to see it. It's not the best movie of the year. It's not even the best comic book movie of the year. But for DC and what they've been trying to fix and accomplish, they did that with Aquaman. And they're making a lot of money off of it. $940 million worldwide is great. It's very, very, very good for them. Especially Batman vs. Superman came in at $873 about as their total. Wonder Woman came out at $821, Suicide Squad $746, Man of Steel $668, and sadly Justice League $657. Hopefully this continues the upward trend for DC, because it's always good when you get a good DC movie. I mean, the Dark Knight trilogy. You had the first couple of Batmans. You had the original Superman. DC has always been very good when it comes to their movies, because if you remember back early in the 2000s, there wasn't really talk about Marvel. They had the X-Men come in and Fantastic Four, and some of those movies were successful, some of them weren't. It wasn't until the MCU took off with Iron Man that this happened. Now, is Aquaman the, I guess, equivalent to what Iron Man is to the MCU? I don't know about that. I don't know if they could make Aquaman that character. Maybe they can, maybe they won't, but we will find out in the future what they are going to do with these films. So Aquaman, I really enjoyed it. Go see it. And with that said, I want to wrap this first episode. Forgive me, this is a little rough for me. This is my first time, you know, doing this on my own. I usually have a co-host with me when I'm hosting, but I'm trying something a little different here because I really do love pop culture. I really do love movies. I love TV shows. I love comic books. And I kind of want to talk about that on this show. I want to talk about stuff that I love on this show, and hopefully you love the same stuff as well. I am nerdy. I am geeky, and I want to show my love for that stuff through this podcast. And that's not at all either. I am also getting ready to start a YouTube page as well with a couple of different shows on it. So I want to make this fun. Fun for me, fun for you, fun for everyone that listens. And I hope to do that in the near future. So I am your host, Anthony Rivera. You've been listening to the AntCast, the first episode of the AntCast. And that is brought to you by Ant Media and Oye Enterprises. So be on the lookout for future episodes. You can follow me on Twitter at Ant Media. And soon I will get you the link for the YouTube page, which is going to be coming out soon. I'm going to be doing a couple of videos on there and giving my thoughts on there as well. I hope you enjoy your week. Stay tuned for more of the Yancast, the All Nerdy Things Podcast.